This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Omicron's rise is heralding another pandemic-tinged Christmas for billions, with Santa's arrival and longed-for family reunions overshadowed by the prospect of yet more COVID restrictions. Festive jokes about reindeer having so-called herd immunity and millions isolating home alone may be wearing thin, but the emergence of the ultra-infectious Omicron variant means the pandemic isn't going anywhere. For a second straight year, surging infections are complicating Yuletide plans from Sydney to Seville. In Bethlehem, the city's Christians believe was Jesus' birthplace, hotelers expecting an influx of tourists have been disappointed. After a near-total pandemic lockdown last year, Israel's borders are again closed. This year, like last, midnight mass in the city on Christmas Eve will be reserved for a small circle of people by invitation only, and celebrations on Friday were subdued. In Europe, governments are reimposing misery-inducing safety measures that are draining the fun from Christmas for many. The Netherlands is back in lockdown, while Spain and Italy have made wearing masks mandatory outdoors. And with Britain recording a record high number of COVID-19 infections on Thursday, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson suggested getting a vaccine booster shot as a Christmas gift for relatives. In France, the government urged people to get booster shots just 3 months after initial jabs, down from the current suggestion of 5 months as it sought to fight off the fast-spreading Omicron variant. Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Symptoms. South Africans without symptoms of COVID-19 will no longer need to isolate or test if they have been in contact with a positive case, the government announced on Friday, saying developments around the virus justified a shift from containment measures towards mitigation. The country has led the continent in terms of COVID-19 cases and deaths, as well as vaccinations, and its experience has been closely watched around the world after it was among the first countries to identify the more transmissible Omicron variant. The health ministry said that asymptomatic individuals who have been in contact with a case of COVID-19 no longer had to isolate, but should monitor symptoms for 5 to 7 days and avoid attending large gatherings. Only those people who developed symptoms needed to get tested. The statement continued, adding that those with mild symptoms should isolate for 8 days and severe cases for 10 days. Two more Hong Kong universities removed on Friday public monuments to the 1989 Tiananmen protest in Beijing, following the dismantling of a sculpture commemorating victims of the crackdown at another university this week. The removals at Chinese University and Linglang University in the global financial hub came as authorities have been clamping down under a national security law imposed by China. Human rights activists say the law is being used to suppress civil society, jail democracy campaigners, and curb basic freedoms. But authorities say the security laws have restored stability after mass protests in 2019. Just before dawn, a 20-foot-tall bronze statue was removed from a public plaza at Chinese University. In a statement, the university said the, quote, unauthorized statue had been taken away following an internal assessment. The sculpture had stood on the campus for more than a decade to symbolize, erected by students in Tiananmen Square to symbolize their resolve to pursue liberty and democracy in China under Communist Party rule. A group of about 24 students gathered to denounce the move by their university, handing out June 4 flyers as well as missing person posters of the statue. Others placed traditional Chinese symbols of mournings and lit candles on the site where the statue once stood and played songs to remember the hundreds, perhaps thousands, killed in 1989.